if someone doesn't is difficult to get along with, refuses to change his mind, you might say to that person, don't be so
stubborn.
Okay. And if a person is easily offended, you might say he's awfully, say the least little thing, and he gets very angry. He's awfully
touchy, or
right. That's right. And a person who is touchy, he gets awfully what? Teasing.
He gets mad.
So you might say to him, just keep
calm.
Say the whole thing.
Just keep calm.
Right.
The older people would say calm.
Uh-huh.
My father-in-law said calm.
Calm? That's good.
Keep calm.
Uh-huh. A person who, you say, oh, I worked all day, I'm really
tired.
And if you're just, scarcely move, you'd say, I'm
pooped.
Okay. Say, I'm all.
Well, I might say I'm all done in.
All right, that's one. Okay, that's fine. I was thinking about something like wear.
Worn out.
Yeah. And someone else would say, well, he's worked all day, and now he's had supper, and now look at him. He's
ready to go.
Okay. Would you ever use raring in that sense?
Raring to go, yes.
All right. And do you ever, if we're talking about a very good time you had, or someone had, a very good time they had on a party. They said they had what kind of a good time?
A heck of a time.
Okay. You ever use the expression torn down in that sense? A torn down good time? Is that all familiar to you?
No.
Okay. And a little girl, your daughter had to come home from school because she what at school? She
got sick.
All right. And say she's sick now, but she'll be well again.
Soon.
Okay. Do you ever use by and by in that sense? Would you use that?
Not very often.
All right. And the boy is growing like this. You say he has a
cough.
And he went out and didn't have enough clothes on. And he what cold?
He coughed.
And he's talking like this. You say he's
hoarse.
All right. And a person sitting in a chair and his eyes keep opening and closing and say he's very
sleepy.
All right. And to wake, you want someone's like that, and you shake him and you say,
wake up.
All right. And so say then the person
wakes up.
All right. Some child's sick, and you go over there and give him some medicine, and you might say, haven't you, what's your medicine yet?
Taken.
And he says, yes, yesterday.
I took.
And tomorrow I will.
Will take.
All right, and a person can't hear, he's
deaf.
Yeah, and a person works out in the hot sun all day and begins to
sunburn.
Yeah, but he
blister.
Water pours.
Oh, sweat.
All right, and a discharging sore, a large discharging sore might be called it.
Well, what do you say? I guess a running sore.
All right. Do you ever use the term, boil or rising or raisin?
Boils are.
All right. And what do you call that substance inside a boil?
Pus.
All right. And my hand's infected and it's all
swollen.
As soon as I got the infection, my hand
swelled.
Yesterday, it really
was swollen.
I think it was. Yesterday, it really
swelled.
Okay. And what is buck fever? Do you use that word at all?
No,
I haven't. Buck fever. What do you call the substance in a blister? You said it was pus in a boil. But what about it just in a blister?
I'd call it water.
Okay. And a person is suffers a gunshot
wound.
And if a wound doesn't heal right, and they have to cut some of that skin away, do you know what they call it?
Lancing, is that what you're on?
Well, I was thinking, you know the word proud flesh?
I've heard it, yes.
Never use it.
I don't, but I have heard the older people talk about it.
About what?
Proud
flesh. Okay.
Proud flesh.